Don't stress, just put it to the test. Leave the rest, cause you're riding with the best. This right here is proven for success. So rule three.
Welcome to the Rule 3, the Breakdown Edition.
There's nothing you can do, so just rule 3. System will make you feel brand new. Your dreams must inspire you. So let's do Rule 3.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rule of 3, the Breakdown Edition. As always, I'm your host. I am too legit. Joining me as always, the man on the board, Rocky. That's a nice remix.
No, I won't give in, I won't give in till I'm victorious. And I will defend, I will defend.
See, usually you don't have to say my name. The people say my name for me.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. You understand?
You are the people's champion.
I mean, I'm just saying, you know, as much as they love me, they say my name. I don't have to worry about it.
Well.
Anyway.
Anyways. All right, joining us, I'm not even going to say special guests anymore. Yeah, y'all are regulars now. I got, to my right, the Urban Nerd.
Oh, I like that song. I might use that.
Like this one?
I like that one a lot. Yeah.
There you go. Southern hospitality. That's what we get.
I'm known for that.
And to my left, Smoochie. What's going on, man? 3 weeks in a row. Well, no, last week I wasn't here, so.
Hey, he was on time today. I just got to say, he was here before I got here.
Dang.
Extra doing work. Business calls and everything, man.
I was 4 minutes early.
Are you okay with Ja Rule?
Yeah.
All right, I want to make sure, man.
Yeah. Shout out to Ashanti.
Yes.
Good.
Always
good
shout out.
Yes. Yeah. Always shout out to Ashanti.
Yes.
A couple weeks ago was the worst intro ever. I think I did for Hayden. Poor Hayden won't be back on the show.
Is that the white guy that was sitting over here?
Yeah. Yeah. Because I played Garth Brooks, though. I thought he's a country guy.
No.
So, you know.
It went from boys to men. End of the road. This is like, oh, this is your first and only appearance. Went from end of the road to Garth Brooks.
Good transition. If you do that, like a DJ, you're winning.
Hey, exactly.
I got nothing wrong. Look, Boyz II Men is awesome.
Hey,
but
they were just in Charlotte too. And I missed it. Just had to point.
They
out.
Came with they came with all the old people, right? Like all the older
Paula Abdul.
Hey, you know
new
what?
Kids on the Block.
Eh.
What, Step by Step?
Step by Step.
You can't do that dance?
Ooh, I can do it. Baby.
All right, that's horrible.
Oh, I can't sing. No. I like to, but I can't.
Yeah, your wife
I'd like that. I'd like to see Paula Abdul.
She's still, yeah.
I mean, she's good looking. Oh, and I'm not going to lie.
She isn't as good as Mrs. Fizzle.
Yes, no.
All right.
Mm-mm.
As we like to point out in the show.
Just saying.
All right, what we got going on in the show before we were talking about Ashanti and getting all off track.
Paula Abdul and whatnot.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Well, you know, first of all.
It's better than the sweet tea conversation we had 2 weeks ago.
And by the way, I wanted to say I went to McDonald's, actually, and I got the sweet tea. I ordered an unsweet tea. They gave me a sweet tea anyway. Mm. So it was so much sugar, man.
I can't do it.
It's tough to do.
I go half and half.
Yeah.
Half and half is the way I go.
That stuff will give you diabetes, man.
Yeah,
and a heartbeat.
That's for sure. But yeah, that's sweet tea, man. Anyway, I was going to talk about our, you know, bet, but the other two guys aren't here this week.
I'm in last.
Oh.
Dead last.
You got the short end of the stick.
Well, I mean, that's what happened. The White Sox win 2 games in 2 weeks. What you going to do, King?
True.
And it looked like they're going to win another 2 games in
2 weeks. I'm getting 3 because the Blue Jays and the White Sox are playing each other in a series. So I'm going to get 3 wins and 3 losses.
Well, what's sad is they traded more players away from the White Sox. Mickey Cabrera got traded.
Yep.
So you have nobody else on the White Sox.
Other than Abreu. That's about it.
And Machado, who Woo-hoo! Just finally hit his first home run the other night.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I mean, your team's 40-62. And the last 10 games, they're 2-8.
I know.
And the Angels, right?
The Angels were
they're
no,
5-5.
No, oh, no, now that's 3-5.
Oh, Blue Jays.
On the
Blue Jays 5-5, man.
Yeah,
and you got the Blue Jays and White Sox playing against.
So I'm gonna
get
three more. So I'm gonna be up to 8 wins. That's not even enough to even
you know
catch 3-1-5.
And no, but in the month of August, Blue Jays are pretty good in August.
Yeah. They're so
but he's
behind.
Got 1 week.
I got 1 week left. So I need the Blue Jays basically to sweep, and then I need the Blue Jays to sweep whatever team they play next,
all
and
right,
the White Sox to pick me up a win or two.
Damn.
Here's what I'm thinking this year, NFL, we take one team that finished last in each division for the year.
Oh.
We got the draw or something.
See, I like the week by week, kind of like Lebtard's show.
All right, we'll do that. Week by week, we'll do the worst. How are we going to figure out the worst team each week?
Well, we don't got to do the worst. Just pull one. Somebody gets lucky. Somebody gets lucky
somebody
and pull
the
Patriots.
Patriots.
Somebody pulls a card and it happens to be. It happens to be the Browns. It's just your.
It's nothing to draw.
You know what?
We'll do the wheel.
We take the worst teams and who have the winning record, the best record.
Yeah. The best bet we have, though, is definitely the Chicago Bears and Cleveland Brown bet.
Yeah, that. Yeah.
What about the Jets? You want to throw Jets
no,
in
no,
no.
It's
this
the
one is the quarterback. Who has more wins?
Ah, that's
Brock
right.
Brock Osweiler
or Mike Glennon.
Long neck Mike Glennon.
It's and any
Mike Glennon all day.
Look, yeah, I'm going to call. I'm Cody Kessler. I'm sticking with that pick. Kessler, 2 wins.
Listen, I try to get
Glennon's
B3 exponent.
Yep.
I try to get B3 exponent to shave his head. He said no way.
Mm-hmm.
He won't do that. I had to eat 12 donuts.
You and I don't quite
I
have that
about
problem.
No, I shave my head anyway.
Yeah,
but yeah. Beautiful Bobby will not get his head
beautiful
shaved.
Bobby.
Yeah, that's what big shout out to Bobby. We won't do, you know, so
we
he ain't touch his hair.
Should do something eating something again, except.
I'm not eating no donuts again. They ain't happening.
Ghost pepper wings.
Oh, no.
You want to see me in the bathroom?
Yeah.
I'll be 10
minutes
after
the show.
No.
After, I'll be done during the show.
We'll figure out something. How was everybody's weekend?
Pretty good.
Pretty
can't
good.
Complain.
Before we get started, can't complain.
Pretty chill.
It was funny.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Funny, man. Blake Bortles throws 5 interceptions in practice.
So that guy haven't played since 2015?
Yeah.
I heard.
No, who to avoid in fantasy football?
Terry Bridgewater?
Yeah, too.
Oh, okay. Mine was great. I got to watch Real Madrid and Barcelona.
Nice.
It's 3-2. Somebody asked me how I like the game. I'm not a huge soccer guy, so.
I watch if it's on TV, but I'm not going to go out my way to find it. That's just how I am.
The only reason I watch is it gave me a good leeway into UFC. So, I was
speaking
good.
Of
then
UFC.
I watched that.
I did not get to watch that. Wanted to. I'm disappointed in the outcome, but.
Wow.
I wasn't surprised.
But I know people aren't Cormier fans. I'm a Cormier fan because.
No.
He tried. You know what? It was like, okay, somebody told Jones, like, okay, man, it's about time to end it. Kick.
Yeah.
Well, Cormier got a little cocky in that fight.
Yeah.
He got a little too cocky, arrogant.
Yeah, he did.
And I just don't like that people are like, he's a crap fighter because they don't like the way he fights.
No.
I'd be like, if I'm a big dude and I'm good at wrestling, like, I'm not going to stand up and box people either.
Yeah, he couldn't, like, Jones got an 84-inch reach.
I mean, Jones is a freak. I mean, he's a freak. There's nothing you can do about that.
Yeah, and I love Jones calling out Lesnar after the fight.
Oh.
That was great.
I was like, ooh, something might happen.
That is a man that weighs 50 more pounds than you, boss.
And he will kick his ass. Oh, excuse me. He will kick his, you know what.
You think?
Jones will, yes.
I mean, Jones is.
He can't eat a punch, really. Jones don't really take punches too good.
It depends on, like, what they're going to do. Is, like, Brock going to have to cut 20 pounds or something like that?
No.
Because. If this fight's going to happen.
Jones going to go up.
It's happening.
I'm just glad Jones made it to the fight.
Yeah.
Exactly. Thank you. Like,
it was in Anaheim. It wasn't in Vegas, thank goodness.
I think if they do Lesnar versus Jones, they should just be like, y'all can take PEDs if you want. Screw it. Y'all both are always doing it anyway,
and
so just go ahead.
I want to say, John Jones, after the fight, most class I've ever seen him
ever.
Have.
Yeah.
And, you know, it seems like he's grown up from the issues
mm-hmm.
he's
yep.
had. I hope he has. Because if he has, you talking about the best fighter, period.
Period.
Those dudes,
by the time he
Cormier
gets
Cormier and Jones is one of the best rivalries ever.
It's not a rivalry if you 0-2.
Exactly. As Cormier said.
But you know what? To his defense, Cormier gave him a run for his money. Like, round one, round two, they were going at it. Cormier countered. Jones countered. It was when Cormier got beside himself, like, yo, okay.
I'm good.
Yeah. And he got a little too cocky.
That's what I said. He laughing at Jones' face, like, pointing up, it didn't hurt. I'm like, all right now, don't do that.
Yeah, because that one kick, that was it.
It was like a shin to the face. Yeah. It wasn't even a kick.
The greatest knockout I've ever seen by Jones is before he was real big.
With the knee?
No. Oh. He got a dude in, like, the crucifix. He had the dude's arm, both arms pinned down. He was straddled over top of him horizontally and just elbowing that dude in the face. Just
cut the elbows.
Like 25 times. And that dude, eventually the dude's arm stopped trying to come up and he just laid there. And I was like, it's a wrap.
Yep.
He's dead. Like, that's the nastiest thing I've ever seen. Because he was so long, he was able to just hold the dude's arm out there, sit on the other one, and just.
People forget, like, Jones is 6'4", 6'5".
With an 84-inch reach.
Yeah.
So, he's like Kevin Durant.
So you trying to grab him, it's like it's taking you forever to lock in an arm or a leg.
That's why Cormier can't submit him because he can't. There's too many limbs. Like, he just can't reach them all to get them all compacted in.
I remember the Rashad Evans fight. Rashad couldn't get him to throw a punch at him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rashad Evans was like this far away from him, couldn't get to him.
He couldn't touch him. It's nasty.
And then, Woodley, the fight before
that. Didn't like that awful fight.
Well, he couldn't get to him. I mean, Woodley is built like a freaking.
He should be in the NFL right now.
He's huge.
The fridge.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean.
An agile refrigerator.
Yeah. I mean, his thighs and his legs.
You watched the fight at home?
Yes.
Yeah.
I told you.
No invite.
Oh, my bad. You was on date night.
That's true, but there was no invite beforehand.
But if you give a heads up, you're on date night, you don't mess it up.
Exactly.
I didn't give you a heads up.
Well, you see what has happened.
Friday night could have been like, hey, I'm going to get the Jones fight.
Well, as I text you earlier in the day, you and B3 Exponent is still getting used to that. I was like, listen, I'm going to hopefully get out of
whatever
going out with my wife, which I did, by the way.
Nice.
And she was like, stay home. You watch the soccer match. And I was like, if you won't watch the fight, you watch the fight. You pay for it, whatever. I was like, all right. I still ain't pay for it. But anyway, I'm sitting there watching. I was like, all right, I'll stay home and watch it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I didn't want to bother you, man, because, you and your wife.
Well, we actually
I don't want to get her mad at me.
Never get in the way of that.
No. My sister was in town, too. So I ended up going out with my wife and my sister and her boyfriend. So.
This is the first UFC fight I got since, I think, 100. I mean, that's seriously how long ago I got a UFC fight.
How about the McGregor-Aldo where he knocked him out in 8 seconds?
I went out and I blinked and saw the whole fight.
Well,
I missed it because I went to the bathroom and peed.
Sounds about right.
Let me tell you what UFC does well, all right? They do the great job with the card, putting so many people on the card that it actually takes time. That it's not – like if you watch boxing back in the day, it was 3 bouts. And they could be over in 30 minutes.
Yep.
So UFC, I think, does a great job of making sure these fights
but then sometimes are sprayed out. They have these – UFC has this problem, though, where, like, there's, like, six fights on the card.
Yeah.
And each one of them goes a distance. Right. And you're not watching that main event until, like, 1 in the morning.
30. Yeah.
But I'm cool with that, though. I'll take that.
I'm a sleepy dude, man.
If I'm gonna pay $60 to watch,
if I'm pounding beers at fight one by 1:30 in the morning, I'm out.
I started watching the fight 3 anyway.
Yeah,
like Lawler and Cowboy, I started watching from there on.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you the first fight, Manea.
I missed that one.
He come in the ring like, all right, I got this one. This white guy, from Russia, just like no Switzerland. Boop. No, you don't. 22 seconds
out.
I was like, all right. That's where you get going being cocky.
And then the women fighting.
That went longer than I thought. I thought it would be over in the first
round.
That
is not a woman fighting. That is a guy. The shoulders on her and the way she boxes like one of the best boxers.
Yeah, go ahead.
You can't do anything.
Say that to her if she in the room. Yeah. I ain't saying that to her.
Shooting her if you want to.
Mm-hmm. Like,
she'll knock you out. She's scary.
You haven't seen a person get hit so hard, you felt it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's how it felt. Like, and the person, her opponent that was in the ring, she tried.
She was a last-minute replacement.
Yeah, just like, yo, man, you want to make a quick couple of dollars? Yeah, sure.
All right, you're fighting a cyborg. Nobody wants to fight her. Holly Holm gave the title up. Like, I'm good.
What? She gave the title up. Man, that's crazy. That's some crap. I mean, Tonya Evinger. She tried, man.
She got three rounds.
Yeah.
More than I thought. I thought it'd be first round.
Yeah, over. I thought so too. Then it, went to the second round. I was like, okay.
She fought smart. Every time she punched, she tried to grab her. And
can we get Cyborg against Van Zant? Paige Van Zant. Oh, I'm good with that.
Yeah.
I don't care if she beats her in 30 seconds.
Yoana says she fights Cyborg. Now that is a fight I will watch. And I don't want to say her last name because, one,
let's not say it.
I'm not even going to try to say it. Yoana.
Yeah.
But she is a scary girl.
Yep.
Since the last time I watched UFC to now, the biggest difference I noticed is you have to be able to do more things than one thing.
Yep.
And, you can't just be a ground wrestler.
That's
anymore.
Why Cormier can't beat Jones.
Right. You've got to be multi-task. Universal.
Yeah, you have to be universal. Same thing with Maya, man. Maya is probably one of the best grapplers.
It's like Clash of the Two Styles, and
yeah, he's the like one of the best grapplers out there. And he just was frustrated. Woodley jab,
he was
hold on to the gate.
17 for takedowns.
It's 24.
Yeah, it was 24.
24-0.
Every time, like. Woodley was in danger. Woodley would go to the gate, hold on, grab it.
He did
seconds.
It one time. He held the gate one time. Twice.
Yeah, because he even looked at the gate like, yeah, you didn't catch me that time.
He's like, yeah, that's my bad, ref. All right, I lose a point. It's cool.
Yeah, that's how I'll lose a point. But, man, God, mom. Anyway, besides that, over the weekend, today has been a great Monday because the Dodgers traded for you. Darvish, I'm good with that.
Big, great trade for y'all.
If by chance Kershaw is out for a little bit,
you're good.
Another solid number one starter.
Then you got Alex Wood still looking great this year.
Alex Wood looking good. Ryu pitched great against the Giants yesterday. Maeda's pitched good. We'll see. Yeah. But you got to have it solid. Plus, we added two left-handed relievers, which is huge.
Yeah, Doolittle
and
Watson.
What you guys needed.
Watson and Tony Watson from Pittsburgh and a reliever from Cincinnati.
Okay.
And you guys needed the relievers.
Yeah. We need it for going up against the Cubs. We need it. So, it's going
to
be fun.
As long as y'all have to play the Cardinals in the playoffs, I think y'all will be okay.
I don't know, man. The Cubbies, it's going to be hard out.
They're getting hot.
They're 13-3 since the All-Star break. Ooh. Best,
Right.
But,
and getting Quintana was big, too.
Yeah. I think we can get him. It's more Lester and Arrieta and them guys. So,
yeah.
We'll see. And that lineup, Schwarber's back from the AAA, hit 2 homers yesterday.
Oh, boy. Okay.
So, he's hitting great. So, it's going to be a good fall series. We'll see.
Well, Brew Crew, you had fun while you lasted in the first place, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're already 3 games out.
Yeah, but I think, getting Darvish takes a lot of pressure off of Kershaw as well, man.
You got a 1A and 1B now.
Right.
Yep. Hey, we'll see what happens. Hopefully we keep it going. 39-6 in the last 45 games. So we'll see. Kyrie Irving. Man, you're talking about another.
The will of Kyrie.
I am so tired talking about this. Kyrie Irving celebrating at Harrison Barnes' wedding with Steph and others. They mocked LeBron. Is this just getting stupid?
Yeah. I agree with that. It's like, all right.
Harrison Barnes?
He got married.
Yeah, he got married.
Him and Curry went to, I think they played AAU ball together or something?
Yeah.
Wow.
Steph Curry and Harrison
UNC,
were teammates.
Duke.
Yeah.
Wow.
Harrison, Steph were teammates.
That's how you know the league is watered down. If any one of you guys beat me in the championship, I'm not inviting you to my wedding, cookout.
Well, it's Harrison Barnes' wedding. He was out in the playoffs, so you can invite everybody.
Yep, you play for Dallas.
You can invite everybody to your wedding.
Because technically Harrison Barnes gave the Cavs their title, so.
He was absolutely in that finals.
Yeah.
A lot of zeros.
Now he's going to pay a lot of zeros.
Yep.
I have a problem with you being at Harrison Barnes' wedding and mocking him, mocking LeBron. Well,
it was Steph that was mocking
and
LeBron.
Kyrie was laughing.
But if he's time out, no. All right, you got your butt kicked by the same guy in the finals. No. That's not how it works.
It does in 2017.
That I have a problem with. You're supposed to be your teammate, even if you dislike him. Come on, dude.
Support your teammate regardless.
Yeah. Technically, LeBron did say he needed some more damn playmakers.
But he wasn't referring to Kyrie Irving.
We don't know.
You know, LeBron talks in third person, so you don't know who he's talking about.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Could have said, hey.
LeBron needs this.
I just really think LeBron is upset at the whole thing because if Kyrie would have came out with this, like, maybe 2 weeks
I don't think it's that big of a deal. And I was going to – you can cancel my rant because I'm going to kind of talk about it right here. Because I was going to talk about Kyrie.
Well, I've got a rant I want to do.
Okay, that's fine. but my thing with the Kyrie situation is, honestly, I think it's being overplayed because LeBron James – nothing happens on a LeBron James team that he don't orchestrate. Okay, he is a master manipulator in this league, and I'm one of his biggest fans. Okay, and I have no problem saying this. I have no problem that he has all this power. Honestly, I think he already told Kyrie, "Man, get out, dog, because I'm leaving. Don't even get stuck here. Get out. Be an asshole. Get traded, and then I'm leaving the next year."
You don't have any problem with the way the players are running this league? I mean, seriously. And I know it's Golden State that take it back. LeBron actually started this with going to Miami and the decision.
Sure.
Right?
The whole
now,
TV special.
Right. Now, so Golden State.
You take that TV special out of it.
Right.
I wouldn't make that big deal.
Yeah. But Golden State's done it on another level now.
Yeah.
But LeBron's getting ready to leave the team for a third time.
We don't
to
know
go.
Yet. We
oh,
don't
he's
know.
Leaving.
He's
gone.
Leaving. He's
gone.
He's going to join up with another super team.
Mm-hmm.
So this will be the third time. It's just, come on, man. It's too much.
We have to have faith in good old LeBron.
What kind of faith?
Granted, I know he's going to leave, but for the sake of just.
I got faith, 3-5 in the finals.
That's rough.
Look, and I don't like LeBron, no shape, form, or fashion. I mean, he's a good guy. But
he's a good basketball player.
He's a good basketball
player. He's a great basketball player.
He does a great a lot of Humeritan. Awards.
For the sake of just me being an oddball on the show.
Look, he's petty as
Yeah.
He's petty as
no,
anything.
I know. But at the same time, all right, Steph Curry, all right, I'm the only fan in Charlotte I think I feel this way. I despise him.
I can't stand him
because he does more childish stuff.
Do you know?
And no one calls him out.
If it
no
be
one.
JR,
let LeBron do the same thing Steph Curry does.
Exactly. Oh, he'd be like the most hated person ever. But it's cool. You could just sit in somebody's way and make fun of somebody, whatever. I mean, sure, it was a goofy thing. LeBron does goofy stuff. He's weird like that. But if it was JR Smith,
let's say,
making fun of Steph Curry's new, well, he's got something. He's like, I'm reshaping power and range. If J.R. Smith did a video where he was making fun of that and LeBron was sitting around laughing, people would be like,
oh, that's so wrong.
Oh, that's
you
wrong.
That.
You can't talk about somebody's advertisement, blah, 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 blah.
If LeBron didn't have a 3-5 record, it wouldn't be a problem.
I wouldn't say that
because when LeBron came out of high school, he had haters come out of high school.
Yeah, people have hated him since the beginning. But, and I get the decision made it worse. But you also remember, too, people can hate on the decision all you want, but he raised millions of dollars for his local community.
Yeah, he did. But see, and that's the thing. He didn't win. When you're not winning, someone's always going to find a problem with you.
He did win 2 out of 3. He did win 2.
2 out of 4 in Miami.
2 out of 4.
But still, you join a super team and you won 2 out of 4.
I have a hard time. Here's my problem.
You won 2 out of 4. That's no excuse. If you won, I can give him one of those wins. Dallas is no question. That should have been 3.
I've always said that's the worst.
San Antonio, okay. But still, you should have still won
San,
that.
Yeah, San Antonio lost that one.
You got the – I mean, I give it to you.
In the OKC one, they kind of gave that to them.
Well, when you go play with three of the best players in the world, I don't care who's on the bench.
See, that's my problem.
Right? That was three of the best players in the world at the time.
But you
at
can't the time, score 100 points by yourself.
My point
night.
Is, three. When you choose to leave your team
I got you.
To go play with two of the other best players in the world, you are expected to win. And if you don't, you'll get backlash.
I have no problem
and that's
with
what's
this
happened.
Backlash. I'm not impressed.
Because
I'm
can you imagine what happened this year? Durant didn't win.
It'd been a lot worse, I feel. It would have been a lot worse.
And you know what? And the
and
thing about
deserve it,
winning cures all. Let's be honest. Like, how many of us in this room at one point said they hated Kobe?
Oh,
from I still hate Kobe Bryant.
From the get-go.
I always liked Kobe.
I've always hated
always been
Kobe.
A Kobe fan.
But, you know, he got five rings, five and
you
two
respect
in the
finals. It. It's like, I hate you, but I respect the hell out
same
of you, too.
Thing.
But
like,
he did his two rings with Paul Gasol, LeVar Odom, Ron Artest.
Andrew Bynum.
If you go back to those times, though, LeBron is the first one, right, maybe the big three, and go. I still don't say Boston's as good. All right. Kevin Grant, Garnett, and then were good, but they weren't.
They were
the
old.
Level.
They were older.
They were like
34, 33.
Yeah. It was just like, okay, we're just doing this for the last go
one
around.
Year dynasty. Yeah, that's all it. We want.
If
one
you,
year.
If you would give me the big three in Miami, I would take them every day over the big three in Boston.
Sure.
All right. That's my point.
I mean, they showed that big on the court multiple times.
And they had Rondo
times.
At the time, who wasn't really a true.
Right. But their big three in Miami is a lot better than what was in Boston.
Yeah.
I would take them to. Anyway, he goes with these great players and you keep losing. Yeah, you don't have a backlash.
And then
you do something. I'm not one, not two, not five, not six, not seven.
You were supposed
you know,
to say that.
No,
I
know.
Just feel
I'm
like,
just saying.
Like, that's such a dumb, petty thing to, like, hold against the dude. You're at a – it's literally a pep rally, and you're supposed to get everybody rallied up.
Like, he was supposed to say that.
Yeah. Now, that Bosh, I get if it. Chris Bosh would have said that, it wouldn't have been as big a deal.
Right, but it was LeBron. So it's held – I'm not holding on to it. That's his part – of the stuff that has piled against
Look,
him that you don't like.
I'm a LeBron fan. Always have been. I always will be. And I'm perfectly okay. I have now. Last year, I held on to it. As I said, you go 4-4. You beat this team. You could be. Then nobody could say nothing to you.
Yeah.
He lost, okay? And they lost in dramatic, ugly fashion.
Ugly.
But, it was nasty.
But here's the thing, though. And I have to – out of all the people we referred as GOATs in the NBA, like – LeBron actually gets a pass. He is like the only person that is
can do
it all. In the GOAT conversations with a losing record.
Right.
But it's just, I think, I've never said, and I'm probably going to cause something I really don't want to go down
probably.
This road, but I've never said that his resume is anywhere close to Jordan's or even somebody like Bill Russell. I just think that, and I get the killer instinct and all that stuff and the clutchness. I just think LeBron James is a better basketball player.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll give you that all day.
Yeah.
And I've got – like, Jordan is the greatest, but I just feel like LeBron, the stuff – I mean, that dude could play 1-5. He can do every single thing on the court. Now, no, he's not the best three-point person. He's not
– He's gotten better. But.
Yeah, but I just think he is the best basketball player.
No, go ahead.
He is the best athlete.
Yes.
Okay, there's a difference. Jordan didn't miss jumpers, all right, when you need them. All right, that is the biggest difference.
That's just
even
now. You added that part
now
when you need them.
No.
And it always comes down to that. The clutch.
Thing. No. When he are fine. When he need to make a shot, he made it every single time. All right.
And LeBron makes a pass
now,
that is the best play.
No. No.
See,
no.
And that,
that's the thing.
And that's the thing with LeBron. I'll give you a perfect example. Game 3 in the finals. LeBron has Draymond Green going to the hole in Cleveland. Everybody hates him. 5 fouls. You're going to the rack easily. You're going to get the call.
I know where you're going.
Instead of saying, I'm the best player in the NBA.
Yeah. Yep.
I kick it to a Kyle Korver. I'm depending on Kyle Korver to win the game.
Kyle Korver hits that three. You're not talking about that.
But,
he misses.
But here's the
thing.
He
don't miss. You're like LeBron smart.
But we've talked about this year in, year out.
Yeah.
What does LeBron do? Instead of being aggressive, he changes his game plan.
He defers.
In the games that are most important, he changes it himself. he decides, all right, I'm going to stop driving the lane and start backing down. I'm going to stop backing down players. He's like, I'm going to pass.
He overthinks,
and that's a problem.
Yeah, I think to Kyrie,
so
he deferred
much.
Kyrie 4 or 5 minutes a game.
Right.
Kyrie, and, there you go. I'm got your way.
And that's the thing with LeBron is that I don't think that offensively he's matured because, A, he plays in the East. Mm-hmm. He kind of runs an offense where he can just drive. He's a rhythm
he's
scorer.
He's a borderline coach.
Yeah. He's a rhythm scorer. So he needs to make 3 or 4 layups and able to get his jumper going.
Yep.
Yep.
He's never – and I don't mind the right basketball play. But if you're the best player in the world, and I'm Kyle Korver, I'm like, why the hell are you depending on me?
In that one situation you're talking about, he was wrong. He was dead wrong because he's getting that call because he's LeBron James.
At
but
home.
It's not just that game. It's years of NBA Finals getting to that point where he changes stuff.
Orlando series.
Yeah.
He not passed just, the ball the whole time.
Not just that, but I've said it before.
He'd be the greatest they point guard
still,
if he tried.
They were up 2-1 against Golden State 2 years ago, and they should have won that series without Kevin Love
and
them. He changed the game plan. You watch him, he stopped taking it down in the lane, and he started shooting threes. And that they couldn't afford that. But, you know, it is what it is. He lost.
I get it.
But
the
NBA,
he does defer.
The NBA is a different time, too.
Yeah.
Okay? I tell people, Jordan is the best player I ever saw. Russell's number two. Then probably LeBron's up there somewhere.
And maybe it's just not him. I've just come to the realization that's just not him.
Yeah. It's not. It's just who he is.
It's not his game.
It's like, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with you. I like watching different things from him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think this year, if Kyrie's gone and when Derrick Rose gets hurt, because Derrick Rose will get hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Bye, I think he's going to end up averaging 14 assists a game because he's just going to run the point the whole game.
Well, he runs the point anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Him and Kyrie rotates.
But I think he's going to be the point guard.
No.
He's not going to be a point forward. He's going to be the point guard. All right. That was like a bonus episode.
It was.
That was like a bonus episode of Breakdown Rules.
Yeah.
The Rule of Three Breakdown Edition.
We're going to take a break.
We're going to take – yeah, I know. We're going to take a break. We come back. We got ACC preview. We got a lot of other stuff to go over.
We still got weekend.
We still got
bad weekend.
Oh.
All right, that is going to do it for this bonus edition pre-show. Good day.